This is DW News, and these are our top stories. State authorities in California have ordered all indoor restaurants, bars, and movie theaters to close again due to a surge in coronavirus cases. In several rural counties, hospitals are already strained, while cases are also mounting in metropolitan areas. EU foreign ministers have met in person for the first time in months. They discussed taking measures against China over the controversial new security law imposed on Hong Kong. Human rights concerns in Turkey were also on the agenda. Germany's health minister, Jens Spahn, has warned citizens to stick to social distancing rules while holidaying abroad. That's after footage emerged of German tourists partying on the Spanish island of Mallorca, prompting fears over the spread of coronavirus. NFL football team, the Washington Redskins, has officially confirmed that it will change its name, which is considered a racist slur against Native Americans. The team's owner had previously resisted the change. This is DW News from Berlin. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at DW News or visit our website, dw.com.
On Sunday, there were more reported new cases of COVID-19 in the U.S. state of Florida than in the entire European Union, more than 15,000. If Florida were a country, it would rank fourth in the world for daily new infections. But the U.S. president says those numbers are part of the lies that are being told by the country's top scientists. Fake news about a fake pandemic. And who does Trump trust? Try a former TV game show host. I'm Brent Goff in Berlin. This is The Day.
The virus remains public enemy number one. Too many countries are headed in the wrong direction.
But as you can see from this slide here, my own country, the United States, is in the middle right now, even as we speak, in a very serious problem.
I respect Dr. Fauci a lot, but Dr. Fauci is not 100% right, and he also doesn't necessarily, and he admits that, have the whole national interest in mind.
I want to be straight with you. There will be no return to the old normal for the foreseeable future.
Also coming up tonight, hate the other, love the win. The president of Poland says the ideology of gays and lesbians is worse than communism. And that helped to get him reelected.
I'm a gay person, and we see what is happening since the land justice went into power. Don't use hate speech against us. Don't treat us as an enemy. I think this is the normal thing that should be very common for all politicians, but we see that is not common in Poland.
Well, to our viewers on PBS in the United States and all around the world, welcome. We begin the day with one in 100. For every 100 people in America, one has now tested positive for COVID-19. 3 million infected people in a country where the coronavirus is spreading out of control. More than 100,000 new cases were reported just over the weekend. And public health officials are warning this will be another grim week. From Miami to Houston to Phoenix, hospitals are running out of beds. Mayors and governors are reversing plans to reopen, and new curfews are being reimposed. If Americans are looking for guidance and help, they have to look local, at the federal level, at the White House. What is on offer tonight is a catalog of unfounded accusations. Today, U.S. President Trump unleashed a Twitter tirade that included retweets from a former TV game show host. Trump retweeted outlandish claims posted by Chuck Woolery, a man that some Americans know as the former host of the TV show Love Connection. Woolery writes, the most outrageous lies are the ones about COVID-19. Everyone is lying. The CDC, media, Democrats, our doctors, not all but most, that we are told to trust. I think it's all about the election and keeping the economy from coming back, which is about the election. I'm sick of it. Yeah. Well, from a love connection to a declaration of divorce, Trump's war on science and scientists. To discuss that tonight, I'm happy to welcome back to the day Dr. Arthur Kaplan. He's one of America's leading voices in medical ethics. Dr. Kaplan is a professor at NYU's Grossman School of medicine. Dr. Kaplan, it's good to see you again. We wanted to speak with you tonight because you, in a way, saw all of this coming. In a blog entry from 2016 entitled The End of Civilization and the Real Donald Trump, now this was written before Trump was elected U.S. president, you imagined a pandemic during a Trump presidency. And in that blog entry, you write, the media had long ago given up any pretense of public health education in favor of covering the political battle between Trump, recalcitrant governors in many states, his own CDC amidst catcalls from the international community. Now, Trump is now at war against the CDC, for example, just as you predicted. Should the rest of us, should we have also seen this coming?
Absolutely. Trump is anti-science. He was anti-science when he was running for president. He'd been anti-science in comments on vaccines, on climate change, on global warming, long before he became president. And people gave him, I think, an unjustified benefit of the doubt. Now, in his effort to get us to follow game show hosts rather than public health experts, scientists, and doctors, he may have actually gone farther than I would have predicted.
Well, the president's tweets, they do go beyond politics and campaigning. As you say, he is now rejecting the science and America's top doctors and researchers. What does a doctor do in this kind of hostile environment?
Well, I think it's important for the White House-level scientists to resign from his corona task force. He's not paying attention. He's given up on science and medicine. He's going to try and deny the pandemic in order to get reelected. He's just going to say it doesn't exist or make up fables about the situation. There's no reason to give him cover by being on that task force. I think everybody who cares about facts should be resigning now. I think also scientists and doctors have to speak up on Twitter, on social media, in the media, and say Trump is lying. It's politics that's driving his view of the pandemic. And anybody who doesn't believe it just has to look at the numbers as you were presenting them from the South and the Southwest. Mm-hmm. Those who followed his advice a month ago are now in the hospital.
Do you think Dr. Fauci should resign?
I do. I think he should go back to the NIH, use that as his platform, but he should get off any White House advisory body again, with Trump on the warpath, deciding that that's an avenue that he wants to pursue mm-hmm. in order to get reelected. It's just going to be the economy, the economy, the economy. There's no role for a Fauci. He's not going to have any influence at that level. He should speak his mind, but do it back from the NIH agency where he works.
As of tonight, the virus is spreading in 39 of the 50 U.S. states. The only region with good numbers tonight is where you are. I want you to take a listen to what the mayor of New York City said today.
For the first time in months, we have a 24-hour period in which no one in this city died from the coronavirus. That is so striking and so moving, and it's a statement again about how the city fights back, how people do not ever give in.
Dr. Kaplan, no one would ever want to go through what New York City went through this spring, but that is where the South and the Southwest appear to be headed tonight. Talk to me about this resistance to learning lessons.
Well, I think what's happened is Trump and the White House have basically built a 3.5-year campaign of don't respect the facts. The truth is going to be political, it's going to be ideological, but it's not going to be driven by empirical evidence or by science. That puts us in a position where even with New York, with good masking, good social distancing, good behavior, making sure that places don't open up too fast, right there is an example. It's hard for his supporters to see the facts. They want to believe almost in a faith-based way that he must be right, and he's clearly not.
There are reports out now that suggest most transmission of the virus is attributable to people with no symptoms. Now, that makes testing and tracing even more important, both of which the U.S. does not have nearly enough of. So what can be done in the U.S. at this stage?
Well, remember, incredibly, Trump says he wants less testing because he thinks it reveals more cases. That's a little bit like saying, I want to lose weight, so I'm going to throw my scale out the window. Makes no sense at all. We need more testing, and not just testing, but we need tracing and the availability of isolation and quarantine of infected people. If you want the economy restored in Europe, the U.S., and Asia, what we know is those countries that do testing then trace to find out who's been exposed and who's infected and isolate those people, then the rest of the workforce can come out. This notion that you either lock everybody up or everybody comes out, again, makes no factual or evidentiary sense.
I'd like to ask you about starting school in the fall. Trump says it has worked well here in Germany, for example, but you know, we have to say that school here, just as in the U.S., is out at the moment for the summer. This is what the U.S. Secretary of Education said to Congress about why schools have to reopen on time. Take a listen.
Ultimately, it's not a matter of if schools should reopen. It's simply a matter of how. They must fully open, and they must be fully operational. There were a number of schools and districts across the country that did an awesome job of transitioning this spring. And there were a lot in which I and state school leaders were disappointed in that they didn't figure out how to continue to serve their students. Too many of them just gave up.
Yeah, she said they gave up, Dr. Kaplan. She also went on to say that 0.02% of children could die from the coronavirus if school begins on time this year. Now, how can that be acceptable? How can the death of any child be acceptable to the U.S. Secretary of Education?
It's absurd. And by the way, even though that's a tiny fraction, with 30 million children going back to school, that's about 15,000 dead children. I defy her or anyone else to make a defense of that kind of a number. It is outrageous. And we're not going to go back to school business as usual. Not all schools are ready to do it. There's no reason to go back to school if you can do distance learning or homeschooling. Those are options for some children. Some schools don't have proper ventilation. They can't socially distance. The rooms are too small. They weren't built to handle a pandemic. The notion that we're just going to go back is not going to be greeted with support, I think, from parents. Parents are not going to say, yes, conduct an unregulated experiment, send my kids back to school in the middle of a plague.
And when you consider all of this that's going on at the moment, Dr. Kaplan, are we looking here at a picture of malfeasance, incompetence, or is it simply evil at work here?
Well, I think it's denial, malfeasance, incompetence, and a lack of respect, if you will, for anything but the self-interest of the president and his administration to get reelected. And my prediction is he won't. This is obviously out of control. What we have in the United States is a pandemic running amok and the economy not functioning, and now the hospital system in large parts of the country getting overwhelmed. That's pretty tough to campaign on successfully.
Dr. Arthur Kaplan joining us tonight from New York. Dr. Kaplan, we appreciate your time and your insights, as always. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, the United States is not the only country that lifted lockdown restrictions too early. In South Africa, President Ramaphosa has announced the return of a national curfew. In a bid to stop the spread of the virus, the president has also reimposed a ban on the sale of alcohol.
South Africa is going through stormy times, not only in terms of the weather. COVID-19 cases spike. Hundreds of thousands of South Africans lost their jobs because of the lockdown. The economy is shrinking. And then on Sunday, the president made an announcement that shocked those who like to drown their frustration with a glass of wine or beer.
We've now decided that the sale, the dispensing, and the distribution of alcohol will be suspended with immediate effect. There is now clear evidence that the resumption of alcohol sales has